Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The sun came up this morning.
Can you believe it?
Barely.
Beautiful fall day.
She was very nice.
Just listen to that song.
Beautiful song.
Listen to that Utah man.
Beautiful band.
No, Utah man. And welcome to all of our Utah fans. Utah man, am I? Welcome, Utah football fans, to another episode of the Utah Football Fans Podcast. I'm Bryn, here with James and Gary. And we're coming to after our second loss of the season, but we'll get into all of that and discuss it all. First of all, though, we do want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. So please look him up at thomasortho.com. He assured us
his plane was down this last week,
but he assured us he's getting that
going.
I'm
sure of that.
Yeah, he'll have it up and running by January 1st.
He assured me of that.
Before we get into all of that, too, we do want to announce this is a big week, people. Is the week we've all had circled on our calendars.
It's a big one. This is the week.
Since the schedule came out. So, to mirror that, we decided we got to do a big giveaway. So, here's what we're giving
away.
What do
we got?
We've got a lot of stuff. First things. This company is called Grip 6. It's a local Utah company. Yeah. We're giving away a wallet and a belt, which you guys have both used these.
Correct.
Products.
Yep. They're great. You'll like them.
This wallet's really cool because put all your credit cards and everything in there, and then it's got a little thing you squeeze in.
Let him
in
do
it.
He's been using it.
I've been using it, so this is legit. And it has a leather.
Yeah, leather cover.
Cover, which is nice. You can stick some cash down here or whatever.
Cash.
Hey, sometimes you do need that.
I don't know.
Once in a while.
Cash? What's cash?
Oh. Cards anyway, you Venmo. Push this.
Pushes your cards out.
It pushes the cards out.
Yeah, it's nice.
I was using the George Costanza wallet before
I saw it, and it was like
how
before
did you
I
walk?
Changed over.
How did you walk with that thing?
And I like it.
Yeah.
So I won't be going back to the other one.
Your George Costanza wallet had all the cash. Everything.
It was all cash. No IOUs or anything like that.
Jeez.
No. Like Dumb and Dumber when they open the briefcase, and it's just IOUs.
All right. So
okay.
Grip 6 again, local Utah company wallet belt. Then. We're also giving away a Utah Football Fans t-shirt is in this prize package like I am wearing.
Coveted. Very coveted.
You're getting this Utah sweatshirt hoodie. It's the Interlocking U logo. Very nice. Very nice. Thanks to Red Zone
that
for
is
that.
Nice. Let's take that out. Maybe I'll take it.
Well, you're not eligible to win. Sorry. And then the last thing we're giving away, we've partnered with Fan Nation All Utes, and they've donated. It's an autographed poster. It's got like 25 autographs on it already. I was looking at this. So some of the players that have already autographed it, Bernard, Solo, Reed, Kafusi, Kincaid, it looks like, Cole Bishop. I mean, you're on your way. And then if you wanted to get all the rest of the players, you could too. So that's in the package as well. So here's how you enter. You got to be subscribed to us on YouTube. So subscribe to Utah Football Fans on YouTube. And then we're doing a Guess the Score contest. So in the comments, put your score prediction for Utah USC, and then whoever gets the closest, I think we'll say, because we want somebody to win this
package. Someone will win it.
Or
you can Venmo me a little bit of cash, and you'll win.
So that's how you win. All the info will be posted on our Instagram and our Facebook group. So if you forget everything I'm talking about, you can go reference it there. But subscribe on YouTube, And then give us your score prediction. It's a sweet deal. Lots of good stuff.
A lot of stuff.
You'll want it. So subscribe.
Lots of good stuff. Oh,
if not, give us your scores. Okay. Give us the scores. All right.
Here we go.
So we had a game on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Did we?
I forgot about
it. Yeah, we lost.
Yep.
All right, moving on.
It's a bummer. That was it. That's our analysis.
And we're done.
Brendan, that's our analysis. Brendan. No, we're going to talk about it. But first, let me start here because the interesting thing is on the I don't know if you noticed, but on the comments on YouTube.
Yeah.
After the game, not a lot, but a number of some UCLA fans got on. And,
sure, yeah, it happens.
You know.
Go for it.
But the thing is, it was after the game.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
The game, no one got on and chirped, but a couple of people. But after the game, they're coming on talking trash. So, okay. With that in mind, Bruin fans, just perspective. Prior to Saturday, well, this is just other.
Okay.
And this is to other Ute fans who are jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, that want to leave Scally and Ludwig at the tarmac.
So we're going to talk
Saw that one.
Gosh, yeah, stuff like that. Actually. We'll talk about that one.
Yeah, we'll
You're jumping
there.
Ahead, James.
Oh, my bad.
Prior to Saturday, the Utes had won 7 consecutive Pac-12 regular season games and 8 straight overall against conference foes. So, do you got that? We're panicking. I know. I don't want to lose either. But are we never going to lose again?
No, we lose. You lose.
Okay,
it's part of football.
So prior to Saturday, let me say it again. Utah had won 7 consecutive Pac-12 regular season games and 8 overall against conference foes.
Yep.
Okay, now against UCLA. Let's see. Utah had a 5-game winning streak going on against UCLA.
Yeah.
5-game winning streak. Okay, you got one. You got it. We admit it, but. Calm down. We've actually owned you the last several games. And the Utes had also won 3 straight over the Bruins inside the Rose Bowl going back to 2014.
All correct.
That's just the facts. So, okay, you got us.
They played
well. Didn't.
Good for you.
They played good.
They played well. I'm not going to take anything away.
Let's just go to the game.
But I want to say a couple of the comments were you guys are morons for, you know, whatever. Do people understand that this is the Utah football fans podcast? Like, no, I'm not going to have any perspective. I'm not going to be, I mean, a little bit.
Some perspective.
Some, but I'm not, but I'm going to pick Utah to win the games. Like, why is that shocking to people? You guys are such a homer. Yeah, we're pretty much a homer.
We already know that.
Like,
most of the time.
Get on board with it. If you're listening,
98%.
We're going to talk positively about Utah football for the vast majority
of it. But we're justified to be.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we've had some really positive seasons. We've got some
5 in a row
future.
Until we lost.
I'm going to say, I think Utah's going to win the game. Don't be surprised by it. If you're surprised by it, that's on you.
You know, for anus you, I'd say, yeah, we'll probably lose.
Absolutely.
But we're not.
And they beat Washington.
They beat Washington. So what can you do?
Okay, that's my little
rant.
All right,
there we go.
So what
we're going to do is sort of what we did last week. So we'll talk a little bit about UCLA. Then we're going on to the USC and what we think about that.
Yep.
All right. So let's just throw out our negatives, and then we'll throw out our positives.
Oh, okay. We're going bad first this time.
Yeah.
Let's
good news, bad news. You want the bad news first.
So okay. I'll just throw. I'm sure it's going to be this. What
probably
I say
probably the same as me.
It's going to be you, generally, and then some specifics. But I mean, okay, everyone who watched that game, the defense sucked. Okay.
Cool. Yes.
It's the defense didn't play, and so if you break it down, they couldn't tackle. It's the way it was. Big plays. Unbelievable amount of big plays.
Yep.
It just killed us.
Like 30-plus yards that just destroyed us.
And I think, I heard this, I think this is right, that so we stopped UCLA the first two drives, or had to punt the first two drives.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we never stopped them.
They
missed a field goal.
But we never had. They never punted again.
They never punted the ball again. Jeez. Okay, that's
you're
just,
never going to win with that.
That's just what happened. specifics for Utah was, as far as the negative goes, believe it or not, even when I didn't think we were playing well, well, defensively, for instance, it was in the third quarter. We were staying with UCLA, and we got within 3 points. We scored, got to 2 points. We had stopped them. It was third down. We stopped them. Yeah. And Reed gets a roughing the quarterback. They get a first down. Changed they go down, the score a touchdown. Game. So we had all the momentum. I'm not saying that would have changed everything, but it might have.
That was a big play in the game.
Huge game. No question. That was a massive negative play.
Yep.
Yasmin dropped
a touchdown.
First quarter, probably a touchdown or at least. So we dropped that. You know, Cam's turnovers. We'll talk about the offense, but the interception, fumble. The kickoffs is a problem because UCLA, I swear they started at the 30 or 40 every time.
If not better.
Yeah,
the 50 one time.
Yeah, we could never get it hardly. I don't know what the number was, but I mean, come on. That was they're a potent offense. You can't give it to them on the 40 every time.
Nope.
And then we missed that field goal at the end of the first half, which was a great drive to get there.
Yeah. We missed. We took the ball, 60 yards? Great opportunity and shanked it 50 yards to the left.
It looked like something happened. I haven't heard.
I don't know. Something weird happened on that play.
I have not heard. But anyway, that's just my general. As I sat down and thought the game over, I go, this is what I see, or I remember. And when I went last week, the thing I think we all said, I know, you know, I brought it up, I think, is that if we're going to beat UCLA, we got to play clean.
We did not at all.
And we weren't even close to it. And so there you go. They took us out.
One of my negatives would be this game really exposed the loss of Keithy, I feel like. You know, last week against Oregon State, it hurt not having him, but we still scored 42 points last week. This week, it really showed what we're missing without him. And Yasmin, I think he's going to be a really good player. Obviously had the drop, and then he went out of the game because he got freaking headbutted by the UCLA player. So, yeah. And I do want to just mention, we are recording this a day earlier than we usually do, so we don't know about like injury reports or anything like that. So that could come out Monday with the press conference. I don't think anyone's out like for a season or anything like that, but Yasmin did go out of the game. And I just think
I'm sure it's concussion protocol stuff.
This really exposed what we're missing without him.
I agree though. I mean, we'll get to the offense.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said, for me, I mean, the run defense was just incredibly porous, you know, and that was really surprising. I haven't seen a Utah defense look like that in a while. I think that we took a little bit for granted what we had last year in the senior leadership, especially that linebacker core. I mean, you had Sewell and Lloyd. Lloyd's a first-round draft pick, absolutely killing it in the NFL right now. You don't just replace those guys, and that was huge. They just gashed us on the ground. And then the second thing,
203.
I mean, that's insane.
Just not typical 40 yards.
I think I had 99 yards, and I think it was on like two or three runs. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I want to, while you're talking about that, our friend Cole Bagley, he tweeted this out today because I just think this puts perspective.
Yeah, the front seven tweet.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Into the defense. Oh, sorry. I'm stealing your thunder.
Yeah, go. Just read. Fine.
I haven't read it.
So our front seven in the Rose Bowl game, Tafua was a junior, Tafuna, freshman, Pututau, senior, Fillinger, freshman, Sewell, junior, Lloyd, junior, and then Fury was sophomore. So this year, and what we just played on Saturday with, Ellis is sophomore, so he's new. Tafuna played last year. Vimahi, sophomore, so he's new. Fillinger returned.
Played great.
Reed is new because he transferred in. Diabate, he's a senior but hasn't played with us.
Transfer and had been hurt most of the year.
And then Barton is a freshman. So we really only have two returners from last year.
And it showed.
It shows.
It shows.
It does.
It shows. And it sucks, right? I mean, you expect certain things with the Utah defense, and it just wasn't there. And it was bizarre. And the other thing, you hit it. It's a freaking kicking game. Damn it.
Oh,
I I have heard both sides. I have heard that the analytics are there that you kick it to the 2-yard line and let them return it, because less than 50% of the time, they do not make it to the 25-yard line. Well, you know what? Stop doing that.
Kick it out of the freaking end zone.
Kick it out of bounds.
Get it in the end zone.
They are starting on the 40 every freaking drive. It is putting our defense in such bad spots. I find the analytics, but it does not pass the eye test.
I don't think that's what he's trying to do.
I have heard that that's what he's trying. He has said in the past
that's what he likes to do.
Get it on the 2?
He likes to put it, because what happens is if they...
Yeah, I mean...
On the 25. So the thought is, okay, if they get on the 2 and we tackle them on the 22, okay, we gained a 3-yard advantage. Well, it's a negative 15-yard advantage.
Yeah, but after 3 or 4 times, you stop doing it. I don't think he could.
If he can't put it through the end zone, go out to the women's soccer team and find someone that can freaking do it, because it is unbelievable. I watch... Every other game I'm watching, they're putting it 8 yards into the freaking end zone.
I've got a high schooler who can do it. I was just telling you about it.
Just get it in the end
zone. It's killing us. And then the missed field goal.
No one on special teams is stopping him.
No, you got to make a tackle.
I mean, that's the problem, too.
Don't even give them the chance.
That's what I think. Don't give them the chance, because we're not stopping it. So stop doing it.
So infuriating. So those are my two. And then, the missed field goal. So the kick game in general... That would have put us down by 1.
Right. Are
momentum.
We done with negatives? Because I'm done.
Yeah, let's
I'm
go
done.
To the positives. That's what it is. Everyone that saw the game saw it.
I don't want to harp on it.
But yeah, we're done with that crap.
But that that stuff, man, holy cow, going into this week.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm going. People say, well, what's the positives? You know what? There are actually a lot of positives.
Big positives.
Because the defense was a D. D minus, maybe. We didn't stop anybody. So the reality was, as much as... UCLA dominated. Utah responded most of the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, that interception
up
front.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking offensively. Yeah. Up until the third quarter.
It's a one possession game most
we
of
got
freaking
within, time. We were within 3 points and we're going to get the ball back.
Yeah, until the personal foul. Yeah.
Until the personal foul. So as bad as it was, our offense was moving the ball. That hurt us, and they scored. So you had... Yasmin dropped one, probably it could have been a touchdown, or we're down by the 5.
To your point, that's Keithy.
That's a problem. Yeah. That interception early was a problem by
bad
by
read.
Cam.
It was good defensive scheme.
So our margin of error was thin, but we were staying with them. And then when Cam
fumbled
the ball and they ran in for a touchdown,
we were down by 10 at that point. It sealed it.
So, but having said that, Cam Rising had a good game.
Cam,
a couple of mistakes are big. You can't make mistakes, but
balled.
He did.
Yeah.
He carried the team when it needed to be.
That guy cared, man. He was willing to do anything it took. Yep. Yeah, the fumble sucked, but he actually played really well.
He showed us, like we talked about last week, the fight. He's got that fire
That's
in
it.
Him.
It's a and fire.
You know, he's getting tackled and he's still running for 2 or 3 yards after. Like, he's not giving up. No matter what's going on in the game, he's not giving up, and it showed.
I mean, he threw for 287.
Ran for 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Ran for a couple touchdowns.
2-point conversion.
I mean, if you look at the...
Statistically, it was an even game.
If you just look at stats, of course, you just can't do that. You have to look at both sides. So if you just look at it offensively, you go, geez, with an offensive output like that,
they won the game.
You could easily, you should win the game. And then you go to the other column.
Yeah.
And you have over, 500 yards?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have the turnovers. The turnover that DTR threw, the game was over.
Right. Right.
It had nothing.
It would have been beautiful in the second quarter, not the last play of the game.
I mean, it was good to see it, but it wasn't a factor. So as far as turnovers critical to the game, we had 2.
They had 0.
And that was a big difference to it. So, but I thought Thomas
critical to the game.
Okay, but it was 2-1 ratio.
Right.
I know, but that makes it sound better.
It was 2-0 until the last.
I want it to sound better than it was.
Well, it was.
I want to tell the truth.
Yeah, the truth is.
It was a beautiful read by Clark Phillips, and he took it to the house, and it was cool. But it was completely irrelevant.
30 seconds left in the game.
We were in the red zone. We gave one. We threw an interception.
Right.
And then we fumbled when it went for a touchdown.
It
went
down
to
one, and then they scored.
So,
anyway, another positive, Tavion Thomas. You were just going to say it.
Absolutely.
That was the without question, the best game Tavion has played. He hasn't run like that since last year. Mm-mm. He ran angry. He ran violent. He saw a hole. He hit it. He did not go down easy like some people think. That was without question. What sucked is we were constantly playing catch up. And so you're not able to use Tavion. If you get in the lead and you're able to see that Tavion, then you can grind the clock out.
Well, that's what Witt said post game.
Yeah.
He said Tavion played his best game since last year.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
Everybody knows that. I mean, anyone who's been watching, you see that. But Witt said at some point we just had to start throwing the ball because we had to catch up. So we couldn't use him as much.
And then you got Bernard back there because he's better at the pass catching thing. So Tavion. And then I thought the receivers played really well.
Vailey had a good game.
The guy kept calling him Vailey.
Valet. I don't know. Valet. Oh, I think it was Valet.
Yeah. Valet. That's right. Oh, those guys were.
The UCLA
broadcast I was watching yesterday.
Talk about
Utah
homers.
Played, you know that, broadcasters.
I understand.
Utah played, I think.
Apparently. It was
maybe not.
Not according to them, they didn't. They don't think they mentioned us one time.
But for not having solo.
Valet.
It was great seeing Valet and Money Parks made some plays.
Mekhi Cope.
McCope. Had some great plays. Like, it was really good to see the ball get spread around. And then Dalton Kincaid played Dalton Kincaid. I mean, he had some absolutely beautiful catches. So there were some bright spots, but, you know, the L stings.
L stings, but you know what?
I'll say this. No, go
say
ahead.
It. No, go, man. Say
it is not
say.
Over.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. People, here we go. We're transitioning.
Okay.
We
we're
are
moving.
Transitioning Listen. Now to USC, but. Go.
The margin of error is zero. It is. There's no. You cannot lose another game. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But with who we have left on our schedule, you still play at Oregon. Tough one, but very winnable. And USC this week, you win both those games. I guarantee you, UCLA loses two games this year.
Ooh.
Wow.
UCLA hasn't gone on the road.
I know. I saw that today, too.
I didn't even realize that.
The only game they've gone on the road is Colorado.
Uh-huh. And that's a high school team.
They've played high at home every other
game. They go to Autzen in 2 weeks.
They're going to. Yeah.
They had to play at USC this year. So they could
easily lose
two games.
Yeah. They'll lose at least one of those.
So what I'm saying is the season is not over. I'm already seeing people fold up the tents. No. The margin of error is gone. We have to win out. There's no question about it. But
you never know,
how
man.
Beautiful would it be to be seeing UCLA again on December 2nd in Las Vegas? And I see a world where that happens. Because how Utah would it be to show up this week and hold freaking
it's going to be.
USC by to 17 points or
something? Oh, it's going to happen.
Like, I can totally see it. So it is not over.
I'll
stop with the pitchforks.
It's not. We can still get in the championship game.
Well, we talked about this.
Sure.
We all agreed that at one point or another, we were going to lose a game this year. I didn't think it would be UCLA, who's better than I expected them to be.
Yeah, they are.
I did not expect for them to run the table through the Pac-12, especially after the Keithy loss. So here we are. Now we have some more tough games, but she's not as optimistic as I am.
What?
Fine. You know what? You don't get to come to the championship game then. How's that?
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do, but sure.
Actually, I'm going to need you to drive me again, though.
Yeah, I drove you last year, so you're welcome.
I sat in the back seat with your 12-year-old watching Mighty Ducks. He was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, in the minivan.
Yeah,
he took
the very back.
Yeah.
I just laid there.
You're welcome.
All right. USC. Here we go. This is still a huge game. I know people are whining because, you know, we lost and took it down a notch. Whatever. This is a huge game.
It's a bigger game now, in my opinion.
For us. Game. I'm just talking maybe nationally. I don't know. It's still going to be a big game. Here's what I'll say about USC, just to get it going. They're not blowing people out recently, if you're watching their games. And I've watched the recent ones. The thing I'll say for USC, though, man, they keep winning.
Yeah, they finish it.
They finish the games, and I mean, they're good. A good team. And
how much did they score on Washington State, though? They scored 40s on Saturday.
What was their final? I can't remember their final.
No, it was.
I thought it was in the 40s.
I'll look it up real quick.
I've got it right here. Where do I have it?
I mean, no, they're not scoring 66. Like,
do you have it right there?
Yeah, I'm pulling up. Keep talking.
I'm saying is Washington State was hanging around.
No, it was only 30.
Yeah, it was 30.
Oh, 30.
And for a while, it was close, and then you,
Washington they hang on State and win.
Screwed. And you're right. They're not. And then look back at Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Barely beat Oregon State.
In the last
ANSU
play of the game.
Freaking at halftime, it was like a one-possession game.
Okay, can I give you my...
But all I'm saying is I've got to give them props. They won the game. They win the game.
They win the game.
And they're undefeated. Yeah. So here we are, and they have a good offense. I've watched them.
This is why I'm having a hard time being as optimistic as both of you, which I appreciate your optimism. But...
Huh?
I'm not as optimistic as you, and this is why. Because when I watched...
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I can't even... I'm going to pick Utah to win. Don't jump off a cliff, anybody.
How dare you on the Utah Football Fans podcast do such a thing?
But I am so nervous because when I watched USC play Washington State on Saturday night, I felt like I was watching like a mirror image of our game. Because USC and UCLA are very similar in that they've got the unpredictable a-hole quarterback. I'm going to say it, everybody. The little... prick who is so cocky. Anyways, they both are. So, but they're very unpredictable. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know if they're going to throw or they run or they do all this fancy whatever. Both teams have that. And I don't feel like we struggled that much with DTR. It was more the running back. So then I'm going, USC has...
Die. Who we owned, though, the last
two
games.
But like... I felt like when I was watching Washington State play USC, they were bouncing off of tackles also. Oh. They couldn't tackle him. They couldn't, like, I just felt like I was watching the game that we had just played. So that's what makes me so nervous. If we come and play that way, well, I know, but like, I worry that we're not going to be able to match up with them. I'm just being real, people. Hate me all you want.
Look, I understand what you're saying. I do. Like, that, if the team that showed up yesterday, Saturday, is the same team that plays this Saturday.
Yeah, of course.
We're done. We're screwed.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to be a different team. I think that the defense is going to respond. How many times...
I don't know.
How many times have we seen a Jekyll and Hyde Utah team?
Well, it's been like
lot.
Three times this year.
Yeah. And so we just saw, I don't know which one is the bad one, Jekyll or Hyde. But whole
I don't
thing,
either.
I don't know. You're old. Tell us.
Okay, can we move on?
No, I'm just saying this is how I'm feeling right now. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling.
Well, I appreciate that.
Your feelings are stupid.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I don't think it's all that complicated. Yeah, sure. If we can't tackle anybody on Saturday, it's over.
We couldn't tackle anybody yesterday, so...
We come and play... Typical Utah ball, we'll win.
At home, with the atmosphere.
It's at home. That's, I mean.
I'm just positive saying we're going to do that.
I know. Good on you.
I want that place shaking.
It will be.
I want it shaking. It's going to be so loud. Seriously, like, you're right. It has lost some of the national luster, but Utah fans and for the local and the importance of this game, it's heightened. It should be more important that you're there.
It is more
on time.
Important.
We got to win this thing.
Freaking, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, if you want to find out
please
where
be
USC...
on time.
Oh, they're going to be
please
on
time.
This
baby's
going to
be
rocking and
people
rolling, baby.
Put the beer down a half hour earlier than you normally do.
Just start drinking 30 minutes earlier and then
you
can stop.
No, they already start drinking at 7 a.m.
Well, 6:30,
so
let's go.
Be in the dang stadium when the
game
starts.
This is 6 o'clock.
This is perfect.
Call. Just
it will. It'll be
very
fun.
Nervous.
Okay, but here's some interesting facts. Here's some facts.
Okay, throw the facts at me. It's not going to change my opinion.
This is my John
here
Lithgow
comes,
look.
Here comes.
It's the John Lithgow look.
Here comes analyst Gary over here.
No, this ain't analyst. I'm just giving you some numbers. It's just, I just find it interesting.
Okay.
So we're going to compare their season numbers after 6 games. So total scoring. Per game average.
Okay.
USC averages 42 points a game. Utah averages 40 points a game.
That's this season?
This season. Jeez. Got it?
Yes.
So average rushing yards per game for USC is 183. Average per game for Utah is 201. So average passing yards per game, 296. That's USC. Average for Utah is 256. So we have them in rushing. They have us in.
That's not surprising.
But the total yards, total offense per game, they go at 480. We go at 457, almost 460. Okay, so it's not that far.
Yeah.
That different. And of course, you can go to the, you can look at the running back. Dye average per game more than Thomas, but Thomas hasn't been utilized for the last two or three games. So that's a bit different. Dye's
a good running back.
He's a good running back.
He's very good.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams struggled at Oregon State with the crowd noise of Oregon State and the atmosphere of Oregon State.
That's true.
He's going to struggle at Rice-Eccles. This game is going to come down, it's very simple, to one factor, the line of scrimmage. Okay? If our defensive line can put pressure on Caleb Williams, that's where the difference is going to be. I'm not fearful of our O-line holding up against their D-line. I think we'll do a fine job. Both running and pass protection. I think that we'll be fine. It is, what is our young, as you went over, what is our young D-line going to do? If you cannot get pressure to Caleb Williams, we're done. We're done. With his legs, the receiving core they have, Travis Dye, it's over. So you have got to get pressure. And their offensive line has been shaky through this season. They've been a weak spot. So that is the matchup, in my opinion, my professional opinion, to watch.
Okay, Caleb Williams averages 28 yards a game.
Running.
That's it?
Really?
I
feel like every time
that.
I watch him, he's scrambling
average
all over
per game,
the place.
28 yards.
What's Cam?
So 70? Cam is 41. Average a game. Now you look at passing, of course, Williams averages 280.
But Cam's
Cam rising averages 240. When you start putting all these numbers,
that's nuts.
It's very not even.
We're not. It's pretty dang even, and they're coming into Rice-Eccles, and so
I just looked this up. Caleb Williams has only thrown one interception all year as well. That's big. Cam's got thrown three. I thought there was only two, but he's thrown three. Yeah, I mean their offense is extremely potent, extremely, and they can score. That's the scary thing. Well,
that's what happened to us on
Saturday. Mario Williams and Addison.
It's a 60-yard pass touchdown crap. So if you got to get pressure.
So this is the other thing, though, I find interesting. Addison averages 15 yards a catch. Mario Williams averages almost 15 yards a catch. Mm-hmm. Vele averages 13 yards a catch. Kincaid averages 14 yards a catch. They're two top receivers for both teams. Average a game. That's where, I mean, I don't know how it's spread out among everybody, but Addison averages 88 yards a game. So there's, and then 53 for Williams. And we have Vele at 60 and Kincaid at 54. So
statistically,
overall,
it's very close.
Yeah, USC has the advantage. And all this props for their potent offense, even nationally, which is legit, Utah's offense is just under it. And yeah. So, they're coming into Rice-Eccles. If we were going down there, I'd have more pessimism.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more optimistic because we're coming into our house. It's going to be rocking and rolling. In fact, the line is 2.5 to 3.
I just looked. Three-point favorite, which is essentially even.
Home crowd.
But that's home crowd. Thing. I mean, it's a factor. I don't care. It's a factor.
No, it's going to be a factor.
That place, I want it to be the same environment as Oregon.
It's going to be like Oregon
last year. And has been announced, but blackout, all odds.
I think everybody's assuming.
This is the blackout.
I have not heard.
They haven't announced anything. Hand-painted helmets game would be my guesstimation.
Because they were doing those.
That would be my guess, but I don't know for sure.
Here's a question. Do their towel hype men travel on the road with them?
The guy goes on a bench with 75 people this
with their towels
on the sideline.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
So stupid.
It's so dumb.
I hate them.
Do they travel?
They're on the team, so I think so.
I don't.
And, I'm so sorry, USC band, that you're going to be up in the nosebleeds. Oh,
if it was up to me, you'd be home in L.A.
Be at Mount Olivet.
Exactly. Maybe across the Tooele. Street. Let's get you
across
out of
the street
stadium.
Mount Olivet Cemetery. That's where I got to put them.
For anyone who doesn't know, the band was complaining because we're sticking up higher up in the stands than
oh, wow.
instead of front row. Sorry, you don't get front row.
You guys are the most annoying band in college football.
No, they're not.
Oh, USC yes, number one, Florida State number two. Not it. And then there's a
quite honestly, gap. I don't look at. Don't be offended at any band people. I don't really care.
No, you do when you're watching their game and every
if
play.
They play the same song over and over and over.
Their song?
Yeah. Oh.
I can't do it.
Don't do it.
I can't think of it.
It's awful.
Well, that was really good.
That was, that's it. That's all we know.
All right.
I had it in my head and then it didn't come out right.
It didn't come out right.
It was just it was like a goat. A goat sound. Wasn't it a goat sound?
A goatee.
It's as annoying as that when they play it.
So enjoy the top row. They're still good seats. There's no bad
seats. They
are
really good seats, actually, but.
Do we want to give our predictions?
No.
Yeah, I'm in. Here
Let's
we go.
Let's do it.
21-20 Utah.
What?
What? Come on.
You're going 1 point?
Yeah.
I'm talking, I don't care about the 1 point part. I'm going about 20.
21-20.
No Utah. Way. Okay, it's going to be.
How many points did they score against Oregon State?
It's going 17. To be. It's going to be 41-38 for Utah.
That is a high scoring game.
And that's what
if
it's
we get
be.
Into a shootout, I think we lose.
41-38, Utah.
Homer?
You were 21-20?
Mark
that's going
to
be a first quarter.
And if I win, I want that hoodie.
You're not
Brent,
eligible.
I've subscribed.
Miss Pessimism.
Yeah, what do you say?
Oh, my God.
You going to pick USC?
No. No. My gosh. If I did that, you can kick me off of here.
You're out.
You, everybody
we would need somebody else.
Kick.
We're taking applications.
There was a comment about that, actually.
Yeah, oh, we'll I didn't pull that up.
Oh, you didn't?
This week?
We'll did bring you? It up. We'll get to it.
What's your score? What's your score, Bryn?
38-32.
32? If you watch
you
a
can't say 32.
That's no, there's no, no ever thought to that.
Really?
31's
we had 32 on Saturday. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but we had a two-point conversion. No one goes, that's an...
Why don't you yell a little louder so you can blow my eardrums out?
No one ever gets to 32.
Jeez, put a compressor on this.
Maybe that's why I was thinking 32.
A noise gate. That freaking thing blew my ear out.
Okay, then put 35.
Okay, 35. That's how sophisticated our numbers are.
For Utah. Let me say that. Utah wins.
Enjoy putting comments.
All right.
Idiots.
Utah, I'm feeling good.
Good for you.
I'm feeling good.
Maybe by Saturday I'll feel great.
You, yeah. You're so pessimistic down there.
No, I'm not like the lady next to me.
I wasn't supposed to throw that down.
I've heard about her.
He lost his paperwork. He doesn't know what to do now.
What did I do with it?
What are you looking for?
It's you got 37 pages.
I don't
there
even,
it is.
Oh, God.
Producer, would you take care of this stuff
oh, my
for
gosh.
Me?
Yeah. We are just out of control today. We're all over the place.
Oh, okay. The producer, it's, what?
What's he in his ear?
The producer.
God, we're such children.
The producer is telling me in my ear.
What are we doing?
It's now comments on comments
oh,
time.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
This is old man yells at computer time.
No. You guys can get in on this.
We yell at it too, so it's.
I'm pretty old.
That's true. I feel pretty old.
We're gonna go with.
We don't have the one.
Look, if you can find it,
I don't know how to find it.
It's on YouTube.
I memorized it. I know what it said.
I just don't know who said it. We need to yell at it.
So we do have to give props to Belly of the Beast.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good name.
So Belly of the Beast said, "I kind of like how under the radar UCLA is this year. I think there are a lot of things that are going to surprise you on Saturday. Go Bruins." And he picked 45-28.
I'll send him a hoodie.
Wow, he was close.
So, you know what? Props to Belly of the Beast because
I was
one of those.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I underestimated.
I'm one of those.
I totally underestimated him. And I'll admit it. Like, I'm not above admitting that they really surprised me.
Okay, this is from... Do I give his full name?
I don't know. Are you
Are
you
positive or negative? Because it's negative, absolutely.
It's negative.
Okay. Utah fans.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Jeremy Spence.
Oh, Jeremy. Oh, what are you doing, buddy?
Are there any intelligent Utah fans out there? I'm starting to think that Utah Sports Market might have some of the most retarded fans
oh, no.
in the country.
Oh, no.
Here's an intelligent thought. You're an idiot. You know what? Go cheer for the Zoobs. That's the only time I'll ever cheer for it.
Utah State if you're that stupid.
So that is just...
Come on.
Pathetic comment.
And, don't ever use that word.
And you don't use the word retard.
Gall.
Just saying. Jeez. No class. Low life. That's the intelligent part. Okay.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Enough of him.
That's a little dark. We need to lighten it back up.
Get us back on track, please.
We will, but this, we got to go with this one. Oh, I don't have his name. Sorry. We can't rat you out. I'm not going to say Morgan Scally should be fired, but his job should definitely be in question. How don't I have his name to shame this guy?
Because that's...
Are you serious? What are you watching? It's one game.
Utah has a top 10 defense almost every single season, and we have one bad game, and you want the defensive coordinator fired?
Florida was bad.
Yeah, but our dudes are freshmen.
I'm just saying, put it the whole perspective.
God dang it.
We have freshmen and sophomores.
Don't be so dumb.
That's terrible. That's just terrible. What is this one? Two more.
Three more.
Three.
Okay, this is Brady. How do you say that name?
Three more?
Three more.
You did. You
three more.
Three more.
If you're watching YouTube.
Three more.
He gets confused like a certain
how do you say that?
Political
what?
Leader.
This is Brady.
Brady Pobans. Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Brady Bobans. If that is your
we've lost it.
It's win or lose. I love the program. We invest into every season. Super proud of those kids going out there week in and week out, giving it their best. The coaching staff and university have done a wonderful job recruiting and putting winning teams out there every single year. Right on. I'm all
good job,
100%.
Brady. 100%. Agree 100%.
Is that from our Facebook group?
Uh-huh.
I think he's a Raiders fan, too.
Are you a Raiders fan? No wonder.
If I'm thinking of the same
no
guy.
No wonder his IQ
no wonder
is
intelligent.
Sorry if you're not, but I think that's the same guy.
Anyway, props to him because...
No, that's great.
That's exactly what I think.
And I will say this. I saw this a couple of times. Let's remind people. These are college kids, right? These are college people. It is extremely inappropriate to be blasting them on social media and tagging them in your little rants.
Don't
you're
ever
a grown ass man
a player. Oh
that
my
is.
Gosh.
I don't. You own a window company and you're blasting an 18. I don't know.
I like window companies.
I just do that company out there, and you're blasting an
18 year old. What do you have against window companies?
Nothing. It just came to my mind.
All right, next. Give us yours. I'll do the last one, but you do the. I don't have this one. Since you haven't memorized.
This was on our YouTube page.
I kind of agree with this guy. I'm going on.
By a certain Trevor Hall, who said,
"Okay, yeah,
let's get another man on this show who knows more about sports than she does."
What do you think about that?
My poor little woman brain can't handle anything about sports. Oh no! Please come mansplain it for me, Trevor a-hole. Gall.
Enough said.
Get in the. It's 2022, jerk.
I will say she knows a decent amount.
Oh, thank you.
That's about all.
Prick.
That was well
misogynistic.
Big. Keep going. Keep going.
Jackass.
Keep going,
Brynn.
Keep going.
You are jackass of the week in my book. Of course, we actually have a better one than you. But
no, we used to have good. The Dick Award. That's what he should be having.
Yeah. Hey, I need your address, Trevor. We have a trophy for you. Send it to you.
Screw you.
Okay.
All right, let's get a positive one
this
in here,
will
please.
Will conclude the comments on comments from...
Wow, this was a surly week of comments.
James M. This is from James
it wasn't
M.
Me. It wasn't me.
Different James.
James M. USC fan here.
Ooh.
First of all, I love you guys.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Thank you, brother.
That's the first USC fan that's
James
ever
M.,
been
we
like,
love you too, man.
I like you guys.
Wow.
We love you guys. Dang glasses. I wonder if I could enlarge it. I could still read it. Oh,
oh my gosh. Dang glasses.
There's so many podcasts out there with amateurs pretending to be experts. I know.
We're just amateurs pretending to be amateurs.
Yeah, we are not.
No.
Oh.
We're experts.
Oh.
No.
You're good old-fashioned fans who love their Utes, and there's nothing wrong with that.
True.
Absolutely. That's a fact. I'll be at next week's game.
Come say hi to our tailgate.
Rooting for the Trojans. We're okay, so we tailgate. Guardsman Way. You'll have to figure it out. There's no way I know an address, but the University of Utah football facility just across the street or east of it, there's some stairs. At the top of the stairs, you can find us.
We'll have the banner.
Banner will be there.
Yeah, come
we'll
stop flag, by.
Come banner, say hi. And any other USC fans.
You're coming at the most gorgeous time you could ever come to
Utah.
It's going to
be absolutely beautiful.
Other than October 15, Saturday, I'll be rooting for Utah football for three reasons. I wish I could say I'll be cheering for USC.
Nope.
There might be some games.
They're, depending on how things line up.
All lines up. I could.
There very easily could be some games.
So anyway, he's rooting for Utah because the old man.
That's him.
With the glasses.
With his reading
John
glasses.
Lithgow, old man over here.
Put him back on.
Here we go. Repping the baby boomers. That's what I'm here to do.
Okay.
The young man who looks like the.
Say it.
Seriously?
Say it.
The young man who looks like the hunky high schooler who only graduated because he had an affair with a math teacher.
Nailed it.
Okay. What part
wow,
did he nail?
Did
all
know?
Of it?
How did you know that?
That I barely graduated high school, and it was the English
that's
teacher.
That's true. I think he barely graduated.
I had to.
The English teacher.
But did you do the no. English teacher?
I plead the fifth.
No, it's the math teacher, not the English
this
teacher.
This episode has gone off the rails.
Maybe I did. I had to graduate somehow. My parents would have killed
me. You don't even know what 2 + 2 means.
That barely. Up to. Hey, when you're in sales, you don't need it.
What? Okay, that's him.
Nailed it, though.
And the beautiful girl next door whose favorite saying is...
I hate USC. That's what he said in there.
Yep.
You know what?
James...
I loved this comment. Was the best of the year. Thank you so
standing
much.
Standing ovation.
Because it just nailed it.
Oh, he did say, and one more thing before I go, because you guys seem to like to get the kick out of this. This podcast sucks. Well, you know, whatever.
Cheers.
You know what
please
I
come by to the tailgate.
Do
please.
It.
We'll have a James lander M. for you. I need to meet you.
Apparently, we need to have a sitcom because... This comment, and then we're 30 Rock from the Sun. We all have these characters to play. Let's do it.
Third
all
right, Rock from the Sun.
We've
third
got to,
Rock.
We've got to shut.
That's true.
We've got the Jackass Award, but can I just ask this, just real quickly? So the AP yes. Top 20 came out. I'm not going to go down the whole thing. Just give me your initial feeling about these teams and where they're at. So Bama's 3. Good? You like it?
I mean, they
so I wish they would have lost. They still would have been 3 even
they still
if they
would have
lost.
Been 3. But, yeah, they're in the top 4, so I don't care where in the top 4, but that's where they are.
All right, USC now is 7.
I mean, hey, they keep winning.
UCLA is 11.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
After watching
they basically jumped us
they jumped
to that.
They pretty much swapped.
Which,
hey,
they won.
They're
so be
6-0 or 5-0. And
they should be there. Oregon's 12.
A little high for me.
I'm not sure
14-15 for Oregon, but.
And we've got Utah 20.
I thought we'd be like 18, but. Hey.
No, that's right where I thought we were.
We got a win.
We got beat.
We got
on national TV.
So I figured we'd be up that up
1 o'clock in the afternoon. So
why did A&M not win?
Was that not the worst play call?
That was the worst play call I've ever seen in my
you
entire
have, I
life.
I didn't see it, man. One play, and they pretty much threw it out
it
of bounds.
It was the worst throw.
But here's the problem with Bama. If Bama had lost that game, they'd still be number 4.
They'd be number 1. They'd lose and jump to number 1.
And they'd be like, well, it's because the Bryce Young didn't play. It's like, who?
Well,
it's
that's
how
what
it works.
We texted, and I said, I'm watching all these Bama fans, and they're so nervous. Oh, my gosh.
It's
what's
like you're in
happen?
The playoff like, anyway. There's a spot titled Alabama. It's written in pen yeah, every freaking
even
year.
If you lost 3, you'd still be in the playoffs. Yeah. So stop acting so nervous.
I'm so nervous.
All right.
Anyways.
James, give us the Jackass. Ugh. In conclusion.
Ugh. All right, so if anyone who watched the game, the Jackass is DTR.
And absolutely.
I'll say this. Look, he's a competitive dude. He played really well. He was a complete asshole when it comes to in players' faces.
Where's the beep? You can't say that.
I can say whatever
that
I want.
That was a belated beep.
But here's the reality.
He is a hole.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Wait, what's worse, the ass or the hole? What's worse to say in the word? Okay. But look, getting in people's faces, fine. Competitiveness, fine. We've all done it. Here's where the jackassery comes in. you won the game, bro. You won the game. Great job.
Yeah.
Okay. Your first time ever beating Utah, by the way. Congratulations. You don't have the balls to then walk to the middle of the field and shake some people's hands. You just walk off the field. What is that?
Trash talk and acting trash hard. Trash talk.
I'm so tough. I'm so hard. I'm a badass. All this stuff. But when it comes
to... Give him some warning.
When it comes to going out there and say, hey, good game, good game, good game,
yeah,
good game. No. He class, just goes man. And walks off. No, dude. Be better than that. You're a fifth-year senior. You're supposed to be the leader of this team. Go be a man. Shake some hands. You won the game. What?
At least pretend like you've been there before and you anticipated it happening.
You know what I mean? They act like this was the first game they've ever won.
I don't know. I think he's cheating.
It was childish.
I mean, it's not because they beat us either, because he played a good game. There's been plenty of quarterbacks who've beat us, but they had some class, so I respect them.
I remember when Marcus Mariota...
Stroud ripped us apart. I respect the dude, because
he
acted classy.
Mariota came to Rice Eccles and torched us. Guess what? I'd still cheer for him in the NFL, because he had class. He shook people's hands. But this guy...
It's part of the game. You got to be... good sport and don't too be much. Such a anyway, prick about
anyway,
it.
He's a jackass.
100%. And I tell that to his face too.
100%. Like, all right. Any final words? Final word is, whatever you think, is Utah is going to win. Hey, Ute fans, you know it. The nation, you know it. Utah is coming back.
Hey, I work with a guy who's a USC fan, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
We're not friends this week.
Oh.
I love you, buddy.
That's too bad.
Go Utes, huh?
Go Utes.
I should have drank that Red Bull.
Everyone's so hyper.
I'm jacked. You're screwed, man. No, I got pills to take me off.
The upper and the downer.
Love a good downer.
Oh, man.
I can't wait. This is going to be fun. Come and visit us. You fans. USC fans. Fans. Come and visit us.
Come by.
Come and visit us.
We're going to try to have some food there and everything, so.
Yeah, there'll be food.
Got to pay for it.
He will.
Yeah, he will. He will.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.